Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. It is always a privilege to be able to minister to you. Here we are in the latter days of the month of June, and it is hot, hot, hot. I hope that you're having a good time and enjoying yourself and your summer. If you're on the other side of the world, the southern side of the world, hemisphere, then you are in wintertime, and I hope that you're enjoying the cooler weather. I do realize I have a global audience, so I can't talk to everybody as if they're standing right in front of me. Not everybody shares the same weather, but I can tell you in Missouri, it is getting hot, and it will not stop for at least 2 months now. But I love it. It's my time of year. It's outdoor time and fishing time and baseball time and There's unfortunate parts like mowing the yard time and all that, but just thank God for the health and the ability to be able to do that. So I'm excited about what we've been sharing from Colossians 2. I'm having a really good time investigating some of the little nuances that the Apostle Paul is so fond of and some of the ways that he teaches, which were so path-breaking, so revolutionary, to be so brilliant as a Jewish scholar and then to receive Christ through the great Road to Damascus experience, this great revelation of who Jesus is, and then to take that newfound faith in Christ and start to apply it to those old norms of Judaism. What Paul did is he was anachronistic in that he took that which was out of time and he placed it into that time period. So Paul would read the Old Testament and just put Jesus in it. And Bible scholars, Old Testament scholars now discourage you from doing that because they say you want to understand the context or the setting. I'm not saying that they're wrong. If you're trying to understand context and setting, you can't be anachronistic. You can't put things out of the timeline into the timeline. But for purposes of ministry, I think it's vital because I believe the whole Old Testament is the shadow of He who is the substance and His name is Jesus. And so Paul really taught us how to do that. If you read the fourth chapter of Galatians, you get a master's course on how to read into an Old Testament story, a New Testament concept, when he takes Sarah and Hagar and makes Hagar a type of the law and Sarah a type of grace. And if Paul didn't do it first, there would be a lot of accusation against somebody that did it now and saying, boy, you're taking great liberties with the word. But I think the fact that the Holy Spirit so inspired Paul to teach that way encourages us to look for those examples in the Old Testament and also to realize the importance of the Old Testament. And I want to reiterate that to my audience, your grace people. And so you've probably predominantly read the New Testament, which is okay, but don't neglect the Old Testament. Just read it through the finished work. Realize what it is and why it is. Paul does that when the last couple of days, we're talking about circumcision and water baptism, the circumcision particularly, Paul reads into what was going on in the Old Testament. When we get to verse 13, we sort of bring back the baptism and the circumcision in the same passage. And you, being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. This is interesting because it tells me that Paul is dealing with, and I mean, I don't want to overstate this, but I feel like Paul has in his sights Gentiles for the simple fact that he says you were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh. He has made you alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Of a Jew was not in the uncircumcision of their flesh, at least after the eighth day of their life they weren't, because they were circumcised. And so I feel like, and I know he could still be talking to a Jewish audience in light of this, but you're dead in the trespass of the uncircumcision of your flesh. He's made you alive together with him. How? By forgiving you all trespasses. We're going to deal with that having forgiven you tomorrow and why that's so important. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.